You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Barbara Canero, founder and senior strategist at Word Revolution, a communication and design agency for churches and ministries. Barbara, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, why start a web project with Discovery? Get into some of those details, as this would certainly be of help.
That sounds good. Well, I've been a web designer for quite a while, started in 2001, and I feel like it's very common for companies and organizations to try things out without really having a structure in place, without having a plan in place. So when it comes to the website, because, you know, the internet is in some ways something relatively new, there's so much that we didn't know, right? So a few years ago, it was all about just having a presence. Just having a website was sufficient for you to be, standing out from the crowd. Nowadays, that has changed quite a lot. So when I say it's important for us to start with Discovery is because it's no longer enough for me simply to exist in the internet. Now we have to stand out. We have to speak to somebody. We have to engage with people. The principles of Discovery is to get to the point where you have a goal. You have a specific objective that you're trying to achieve. You have a specific audience that you're trying to engage with. Because there's so much noise out there in the internet, as you may imagine, you know, with all the social media and just the overload of information that we have, people no longer have time to scrutinize and actually go through pages and reading content to see if this is even important for me. So it is our role now as organizations and companies to be specific about who we're talking to, what we're offering them, what kind of solution we're giving to which problem, you know what I'm saying? So Discovery allows me to do exactly that, to be specific with my goals and to be in a place where I'm being very wise with my resources as well.
What are the risks of starting to design the website without doing Discovery?
That's a great question. So I think the main one is why go through the trial and error, right? Trial and error is expensive. It takes time, it takes money, and because you're just trying things out and waiting for things to work, then there's a high risk it's not going to give you the results that you're going for. So taking a step back and doing Discovery allows you to remove some of those risks. And one of the risks that I see more often, one is, and this happens far more often than I care to admit, at least before I start doing Discovery with my clients. You can put an amazing website out there. I mean, it can look great and it can function great, but then clients get no results from it. Like when we talk about ROI, when we talk about the return that you get from that website, it's very, very low. So what's the point of getting the best design in the world if it does nothing for your business, right? The bottom line. So at the end of the day, doing a website without Discovery, you're risking not getting the results that you want because you don't decide what results you want to get and how to reach those goals. The second big risk that I've seen with creating a website without Discovery is you really have nothing to measure it against. It's mostly going to be a personal preference on what a business owner likes or dislikes more than, is this going to actually do something for my business? So when it comes to emotional decisions, when it comes to design, we've all heard those stories of, well, my wife doesn't like it. My kid doesn't like it. My dog doesn't like the color, or let's change the imagery, you know? So we get to a point where we're just emotionally deciding on personal preferences instead of looking at what can the website do for my business at the end of the day. And that can extend the design process so much more, because if my goal is to increase leads, then I have a real tangible thing that I'm trying to reach. Therefore, I can use design in that in my advantage. If I don't have a specific goal in mind, then I'm just going to be, you know, extending how much back and forth I'll have with maybe with my designer or with my team to decide on something that works for me.
Now, with all that being said, who should be in the discovery sessions with you?
So if you're a business owner, it depends on the setting of your current organization. So if you're a business owner, you may have a specific group of people around you that may be important. So who are the stakeholders in your organization? Who has a vote, a decision? Who's the decision maker that will have a good insight on how your company is currently structured and understand the story and the DNA of who you are? But at the same time, we also got to be careful because you probably don't want to bring everybody that is in your business. So it really, there is a balance there. We want to look at from this perspective. We want to make sure the decision makers are present because they will have a very valuable understanding of the business. And we want them to be a part of the process of discovery because going through discovery together is a brainstorming activity that is very enriching for a company, independent of the project you're ever going to do after. So we want them to be a part. I have found that organizations that will bring 2 to 3 stakeholders can be extremely successful in the discovery process. And sometimes we've had 10 and it was successful. So it really depends on your current setting, but definitely bring those decision makers, the stakeholders, the people that are important for you in terms of long-term vision and goals.
Which is most important today, we are joined by Barbara Canero, the founder and senior strategist at Word Revolution, a communication and design agency for churches and ministries here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what steps does one need to take to do proper discovery before starting their project?
I believe, Eric, that there are three main steps, and there could be more. Obviously, small businesses will have different needs than organizations that are more established or have more employees or higher revenue. So it depends on your structure as well. But I have found that there are three steps that should be done by any organization. I believe those are fundamental. The first one is you need to understand who you are as an organization. What's your DNA? What do you stand for? What's your story? Why do you exist? What kind of problems you're solving for people? And this first step of asking questions about your organization will put you in a place where you will start understanding your why. We hear that often nowadays, right? It's very common for us to hear the, you know, start with the why, not the what. So by taking this step of asking questions about your organization, you're tapping on your why. And that for me is extremely important. The second step is to tap on your who. And I know this is probably a new concept for many organizations and companies out there. But in my opinion, the who is even more important than the why. So the second step to discovery is to really understand your audience. Who are you trying to reach? Who can you serve well right now? And when I say serve well, what I'm really thinking is, what is that big problem that I am able to solve for a particular group of people? Understand who they are, and I can really solve that problem or satisfy that desire for this one individual group of people, then I have a really high chance of positioning myself well in the market. And you know, a website is going to be a big piece of that, but there are so many other pieces that should follow this principle as well. So the first one is all about your organization. The second one is all about the people on the other side of you, who you're trying to reach. And then the third main step is to understand the engagement. How are these two talking? Are my clients asking me questions that indicate something for me? Are my clients engaging with me? Am I engaging with them? You know, so how is this engagement happening? What's the bridge that exists between me and my audience? And asking questions that will give you those answers. Sometimes And I've seen this often with businesses we've worked with in the past. These are questions that most people don't ask themselves. So when I ask a client, you know, what is the number one question you get asked all the time? They have to think about it. So I see them thinking, well, wait a minute, I never thought about that. And then they realize, well, actually, this is what people ask me all the time. What is it that you really do? So this is an indication that my message is not clear. If often my clients are asking me, what is it that you really do? Then there's a communication issue there that I need to solve, if that makes sense. So these three steps for me have been just fundamental for any organization. And then depending on where you are, you might want to have another discovery session that will be exclusively about your marketing. What are these strategies and things you've done in the past? The tactics, the numbers, what are you tracking? How are you looking at your numbers from each campaign that you've started in the past? So anyway, I hope this kind of helps you see where I'm going. But I would say the main ones, the three foundational ones, is understanding who you are, who you're trying to reach, and then how these two are talking.
Also, what do you do once discovery is complete? How can we use the information collected to build the project?
So once discovery is complete, there are several steps that you can do. I believe that just the process itself is very enriching because you will be in a position to brainstorm with your team questions that you may have not asked yourself in the past. So I find it already very interesting to see clients go through this process of saying things like, well, I never thought about that. And that creates a huge opportunity for innovation, a huge opportunity for you to see your business from the outside. Once you have those questions answered, because the goal is not simply to answer questions, but to have a clear view of your organization and who you're trying to reach, the next step is to put a strategy together. So the strategy then begins with, okay, now that I know that the main problem I'm solving is X for this group of people, what can we do? And so that opens up a new set of opportunities for a client, for a company, for an organization to start thinking outside of their box. So it challenges their why, and it challenges their what, because now they're seeing things from a different lens. And my idea, and something that I try to help my clients with, is to simply say, okay, well, let's strategize together. What is it that you should do next? And maybe you don't need this super elaborate website. Maybe you just need a landing page. And here's why, because now we can back up that information with what we discover together. So I don't know if that makes sense, but once we have a clear view, we move on to strategy. And the strategy is basically setting the foundation. What is it that I'm going to do next? And if that means that my next step is to say, okay, we really need to invest in social media because we've discovered this and this and this. What's the social media channel that we're going to invest in? Where are the people that we're trying to reach? Okay, they're mostly on Instagram. So we're going to invest in this channel because we have found out that the people with the problem we solve are hanging out on Instagram. And obviously, this is a very random suggestion that I'm giving you right now, just as for the sake of an example. But trace the path. How do you want to engage with this group of people? What do you want them to do? And how can you predict their steps? And just put that on a piece of paper. You know, we don't have to do anything fancy. Put that down. And then from there, start implementing in steps. We don't have to have the perfect strategy put together. We just have to have a clear goal and a clear idea, and then as you go, you can A/B test, you can see what you're getting out of those strategies, and then tweak as needed. But in this point, what you're doing is you're following a specific goal instead of simply doing things to see what works, if that makes sense.
Barbara, it's really been great to have had you with us today and also focusing in on why we should use discovery before starting a web project. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned to you before, and I think I even heard myself saying this word often, discovery, it's just a foundation for a successful website. And I say website, but we can apply it to so many different things. And especially if you're looking at having more than just an online presence. Nowadays, like I said, we can't just be online. We have to do far more than just that. And when I think about discovery, the approach of using discovery before you start a project allows you to have a goal in mind and to be able to measure the results, right? It's almost like now I have an actual bullseye that I'm targeting, and I can know if I miss it or if I hit it. And then finally, and this is probably my favorite, I want people to be wise with how they spend their resources, their money, their people, their time, and discovery helps you do just that. So, yeah, that's probably my favorite part.
Again, Barbara, thanks for all the information shared here today. Most helpful. Before you go, where can listeners get all the information and contact information on Word Revolution?
Absolutely. Well, our website is wordrevolution.com. Some people will type it world, but it's actually word, WORD.com. And you can definitely check our website and email me at barbara@wordrevolution.com. So feel free to reach out. Glad to answer any questions.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Barbara, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Barbara Canero, the founder and senior strategist at Word Revolution, a communication and design agency for churches and ministries. And for all the details, visit wordrevolution.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.